Women's Community Shelters is launching a transitional housing project to give victims of domestic violence and homelessness a brighter future. Kate McDowell reports.
Doors will open for transitional housing in Sydney for women in crisis before this Christmas. Women's Community Shelters with partners Bridge Housing and PACE will provide women with the transitional accommodation. Chief Executive Officer of Women's Community Shelters, Annabelle Daniel, says currently the shelters in Sydney house 60 women each night.
In our shelter network, we have four shelters that are operating currently, and they house up to 60 women. And also numbers of children each night.
PACE will provide 5 2-to-4 bedrooms for the project in Sydney, and if successful, they plan to build more. General Manager of Operations of Bridge Housing, Rebecca Pinkstone, says the housing will be available before Christmas.
It's really exciting that before Christmas we'll be able to house a woman and her children and get them secure before the Christmas period.
Women and families will be able to stay up to 18 months with ongoing support provided. Miss Pinkstone says the initiative can provide drastic assistance in finding long-term accommodation.
While we're always looking at long-term housing solutions, these types of initiatives are really helpful for certain groups of people and can provide that real step up into longer term accommodation.
Ms. Daniel says crisis accommodation is oversubscribed.
For every one woman that we can accommodate, we get 5 requests for a bed, and that's a number that holds true across our shelter network. So we are well and truly oversubscribed in crisis accommodation.
Ms. Daniel says the danger of returning to domestic abuse or homelessness without this option is a risk.
It's a risk because affordable housing and a pathway to affordable housing underpins absolutely everything, as well as financial stability and sustainability.
The women's community shelters have seen women return to abuse. Ms. Daniel says in this day no one should remain in an abusive relationship because they can't afford to leave.
We see many situations, regrettably, where people either won't leave or think, you know, believing that they can't because they have no means of income if they're not staying at home with somebody who's abusive or in a relationship where they receive that financial support. And I just think in Australia in 2017, no one should have to remain in an abusive relationship because they can't afford to leave.
Although the project is focused in Sydney, it is hoped similar initiatives will kick off around the country. Ms. Pinkstone says they think there is real opportunities for the model to be used in other states and territories.
We think that there's real opportunities for the model to be rolled out across different states and territories, and we're hoping that when people see that PACE is working in this way, that there's the opportunity to have discussions with the development industry to say, are there ways that we could work together to create better outcomes for people who need accommodation in the short term.
Women's Community Shelters will also partner with Evolve Housing in another project called Safe Foundations. That will provide women with housing for up to 3 years. The project will give support to women and families and will provide an education grant worth up to $10,000 over 3 years. Ms. Daniel says it will give women the opportunity to stabilise their lives.
The project with Evolve Housing Safe Foundations provides medium to long-term housing, so that's up to about 3 years. And that will really give women the opportunity to stabilise their lives and to engage in those employment and education and training opportunities.
Ms. Daniel says women's community shelters also work with local communities to establish shelters in New South Wales.
We work with local communities to set up new crisis accommodation shelters because there just aren't enough beds out there. And so with each community, we walk alongside them through the entire process of setting up a shelter from scratch. And that includes setting up the legal and the charity status of the organisation, as well as finding the right property and the right staff to be involved, helping them fundraise and obtain community support, and also provide all of the knowledge that you need to actually run a shelter on a day-to-day basis.
More information about women's community shelters can be found on their website, www.womenscommunityshelters.org.au. Anyone seeking urgent assistance can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue 1300 22 4636.
That was by Kate McDowell.